AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Pope Francis arrived in Philadelphia this morning and has hit the ground running. He's been greeting people, celebrating Mass, and he is getting ready to visit an historic landmark. The AP's Julie Walker is live in Philadelphia.
Ed, since early this morning, people have been out here at Independence Mall, relaxing on the grass in anticipation of the Pope's arrival. Irma Partuda drove 14 hours in a Nissan Cube with her family from Indianapolis to be here and says she's praying for a miracle that the Pope's message of immigration will get through to Congress.
I myself have papers, but I have a brother that's suffering, and I wish the miracle comes true. And I'm so happy and blessed to be here.
And Ed, the Pope will be speaking here soon.
That's the AP's Julie Walker reporting live from Philadelphia. After finishing Mass today, the Pope blessed children in wheelchairs before leaving the cathedral. Thousands of people in Mexico are marking the one-year anniversary of the disappearance of 43 students with a march through Mexico City. Only two of the students' remains have been identified. This case has helped publicize the thousands who have gone missing since Mexico's drug war started in 2006. Jordan is making an impassioned plea for the world's countries to take in more Syrian refugees. The tiny country told the UN it is overwhelmed by those fleeing the conflict in Syria. Jordan is hosting about 630,000 Syrian refugees, equivalent to about 10% of its population. A worker has been rescued after falling into a 30-foot well behind a home in Atlanta. The worker reportedly was in the well for about an hour this morning before being plucked out by firefighters. The man suffered non-life-threatening injuries. This is AP Radio News. There's another week to go in the baseball regular season, but the Chicago Cubs will be moving on, clinching a wild-card playoff spot. This is Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo.
It's been a long, you know, process that they envisioned in the front office, and for us players, to the product on the field that they put on the field, the way we've been playing is unbelievable, and this means a lot to us, and we're going to really enjoy it.
This is the Cubs' first trip to the playoffs since 2008. They last won the World Series in 1908. People in Zurich are welcoming an investigation into new corruption allegations against outgoing FIFA president Sepp Blatter.
It's encouraging that they are investigating this because for ages they were living here in quiet and nobody cared, but also nobody knew about it.
Blatter was questioned yesterday by Swiss authorities. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.